Hey there, and welcome to a brand new episode of Delivering Marketing Joy. I'm your host, Kirby Hossman, and joining me today is a real rock star, for real. He's a rising star in the industry. He's a content creator. He's a national accounts director at RUPT. Quinn Bowie, thanks so much for joining me, buddy.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on here. I'm excited to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. So a little bit of background. You and I had this scheduled to do this back in December. But then like some big changes came through. Like you were doing the multi-line thing and all that stuff. So can you talk about what's new? I know it's not as new now, but what's new with you and how's that been going?
Yeah, of course. Back in December, like you said, I was running my own multi-line. I think I was doing a wonderful job back then.
Yeah.
But I had a phone call out of the blue. I had a call with Jason Lukash. And he told me he had something brewing. He has this big monster coming in. He's really coming back and really trying to disrupt the industry again. And him and Mike is coming back. And he gave me his whole spiel. And when I feel like when Taylor Swift or Steve Jobs gives you a call and asks you to hop on board with them, what do you do?
Yeah, I love that analogy.
So I hopped on with them, and now I'm their national account or national sales manager for RUPT. So it's been super exciting so far. We've been open now for the past 8 weeks. So it's been a great ride, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, congrats. Congrats on the rising star, which I think is one of the reasons I was going to have you in the first place. And so lots of good stuff. That's really cool. So, you know, as an entrepreneur, like I love launching something new. It's cool to be in like the thick of the things and making decisions and creating things. So you mentioned it's like 8 weeks in. So can you talk about what it's like to be a part of this launch of RUPT?
Yeah, of course. 8 weeks. Truly, we've been around for 8 weeks. It's been mind-blowing because I feel like we've been around forever, right? Jason and that's because it's Jason and Mike. They had Orgadio prior before selling to HPG, so they have a lot of history. So they're taking all the things that they learned from back then, all the wish lists that distributors came to them and asked them they could do, but they couldn't do, and they wanted to come back and disrupt the industry again. So just being a part of that journey has been so fun because they disrupt the industry, but Orgadio back then with cool boxes, one piece minimum, full color capability on everything that they had, and come back and disrupting all over again. So just a quick rundown of what RUPT is, you know, coming back again with one piece minimum, full color capabilities, 48 hour turn time. Shipping from three locations, Austin, Texas, Portugal in Europe, and also Hong Kong, three different continents. It's been amazing. And also we're carbon neutral, and we are every single item is going to be recycled material. Every single item is new to our industry because we have our own designers, and we have Second Life packaging that our products that you get, the boxes that it's coming in, also turns into another item. So it's like a buy one, get one free. So it's just on top of cool products, they have so many cool things that's happening, and just coming there and just sharing the story with everybody, it's just been really amazing. So kind of setting the blocks for what RUPT is and what the future is, it's been really fun, and just showing people what cool things they were able to do. Our team has been amazing too. Even though we're around for a whole 8 weeks, we have about 15 people on our team. We have four designers, a bunch of us as account managers. We have teams, truly very big. Again, we're new, but we do not work like a new company at all. We know what we're doing, and it's just been really fun. Like I am an entrepreneur myself too. I went to school for business entrepreneurs. So just being able to help these guys, what are in my mind true entrepreneurs, taking it and running with it, it's been really fun.
Yeah, I told you right before we started recording, I just got a shipment from Rupt. So this is one of the new products with the cool packaging. So really, yeah. Really neat stuff, man. So I know you're rocking and rolling. So I guess, as you mentioned, it's new, right? Mm-hmm. But I got to think that you're getting feedback, right? Like feedback from the marketplace. What are some takeaways you've learned so far? What stood out?
Yeah, so I love how everyone's so excited about us too. I love that our industry is, I feel like, one big family, and we all want to support each other. And yeah. That's really the biggest takeaway that I'm getting coming on with RUP too, is the following that Mike and Jason has. Just again, they're the Taylor Swift and the, the Steve Jobs industries. So people are always interested in what they do. And people are leaning into us, trying to figure out who Rupt is, and looking at our products, asking for virtuals, asking for virtual presentations, and everything. And it's just, I feel like I'm in a big family that we're all coming to support us. Yeah. So it's cool to see the collaboration with everybody coming together.
Yeah. And again, to your point, Jason and Mike, when they started Org Audio, they created that from scratch and built it into something in the industry. So whenever something like that happens and they're going to recreate something new, you know, they come in not on the ground floor anymore, right? They have credibility that they've earned. And so I think that's really cool that you're a part of that and helping them build that. So I'm curious, you know, you were in a multi-line rep and you were living that van life, which I was always so fascinated by. I love following the content. And I just thought it was super cool. And I don't, you know, at this phase of my life, I don't think it's for me, but man, I love living vicariously through you kind of watching that. So how's the new job changed this for you, or has it? Are you still doing the van life thing? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. I feel like I've built a great reputation in industry about being the first van lifer in the promo space that's really using it for its, you know, what we're able to do with it.
Right.
And it's just been so fun to be able to do that for the past 3 years. And Jason and Mike being able to let me do it as well with RUP too. So last week I was traveling with Jason out in Utah. So I drove from SoCal, that's where I live now. And then I drove all the way over to Salt Lake, and he flew in, and throughout the whole week, he traveled with me within the van. So he got to experience the whole promo van life with me as well, too. It's pretty funny because Jason's like, do you want a hotel room? I was like, no, I don't need a hotel room. He's like, are you sure you want to stay in there? I was like, I'm 100% sure. It is my tiny home. It's my own bed. It's my own pillow. And I had little Din Din, my little dog that came along with us, too. And he was able to go into a couple meetings with me, along with us too. So it was really fun to be able to use the van life still, even with RUPT. Next week I'll actually be in Phoenix, out there doing meetings as well too. They actually have, ASBA's having a farmer's market show that's happening next Friday. Let me tell you, March 22nd from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Fairy Tale Brownies, in their parking lot, where I'll be able to put all my products out in front of the van and be able to showcase all of the products too. So it should be a good time. So yeah. To that too is van life, promo van life for me, it's not going to be over. I'm able to use it along whenever I can. Whenever I go far, I can't take the van, I'll fly. But if anything that's close, I will 100% drive there.
So real quick, this is just you've done great. You've answered all my questions, but I just a quick follow up. How do you start that? Like, what was it that inspired you to start van life?
Yeah, of course. I'm a pretty minimalist person by nature. I've traveled a lot throughout my life, and I travel just the backpack on my back. So even internationally, domestically, being in the promo space, whenever we travel with our suitcase full of products, all I have is just the clothes on my back, right? So I'm used to that. And then having the van was always a dream of mine because, again, I'm very minimalist. So having the van is like my backpack whenever I go anywhere. So I get to take my little house along with me. So even prior to the pandemic, I thought about living in the van and traveling the territory and showing products for even Raining Rose back then. Yeah. So when the pandemic happened, van life exploded and people got stuck at home and we couldn't fly anymore. And I felt that this is the right time to pick up the van life. So I took the jump, got my fiance actually to hop on with me at the time, Jenny. That time we were dating and I told her, hey, let's go rent a van out in Portland for the weekend and see how if we like van life or not. So we hopped on to outdoorsy.com and rented a van for the weekend. And it's funny because the first night we got knocked on the door by police because we parked in the wrong place. Yep. But that didn't scare us. But the we were able to park anywhere throughout the day and be on, eat from the van and really do everything from the van was just something that was really cool. So I put the stamp on like, okay, this is something I definitely want to do. Jenny was okay with it. So I bought the van back then and really traveled within the territory too. And during that time, all the regionals didn't have shows happening. So all the suppliers got together and we did our own shows. We did our own traveling shows. It was called Rise back then. I had a wonderful team of suppliers and multi-lines in the Colorado space from Sarah Weber to Evan McGuire to Mindy and Jennifer and a bunch of us got together and started doing a bunch of shows. And when that was happening, I was driving my car and it was really difficult because we would drive for 10 hours. And it was just, it kind of sucked because I hate road trips to go from point A to point B and you got to go like 10 hours. That's a lot of driving. You know, for me in this van now, I drive for 2 hours. I take a nap. I drive another 2 hours. I make some lunch. I drive another 2 hours. Interesting. I can work on my phone or I can work on my laptop, do whatever I want to. So for me, road trips are not for road trips anymore. It's on my own time. So being able to have the van and play with my own rules has been really amazing. And I if anybody wants to do the whole van life, I'm more than happy to give you the rundown how I do it and what's the benefit behind it. Because there's so much benefit of it when you are a rep like me, when you're a sales rep that's traveling through a territory and not being able to get stuck in traffic. We travel all day long where we have 3-4 meetings throughout the day. You wake up and you're stuck in traffic. You do a couple meetings throughout the day. By 4 o'clock, you're stuck in traffic to get back to your hotel.
Right.
And next day you wake up, you do it all over again. For me is I wake up, I'm already close to the meeting spot already. So there's no traffic that I need to go to. By the end of the day where I'm doing three, four meetings, I don't need to be stuck in traffic because my house is with me. So I don't need to go back to a hotel. So the time that I get stuck in traffic, the time that I need to sit there, do nothing, I can take that on I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So I can eat. I can go really enjoy sunset out in Newport if I want to, or go up in the mountains. I always believe workation. You work, but then you have vacation. For me, after 5 o'clock, it's a vacation. I don't want to be stuck in traffic. The weekends, again, it's vacation time for me. I have my work and my play all together. So having that work-life balance is really important to me. And having the van has been a great tool for that work-life balance.
That's cool. Well, thank you for sharing that, Quinn. I appreciate it. Super interesting. And hey, you've done a great job with RUPT and getting that off the ground. Where can people learn more information about RUPT if they're interested?
Of course. You can always go to RUPT.com. Super easy, RUPT.com. Learn a little bit more, or you can reach out to me. I'm more than happy to give you more information too. If you want to learn more, more in depth, I'm happy to hop onto a virtual presentation, do a whole presentation for you, and we'll see how we can partner up and how we can disrupt this industry together. So let's do this.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Quinn. Appreciate you doing this. We finally got this done. We'll have to do it again sometime, okay?
100%. All right. Thanks, Kirby.
You bet. Well, that's going to wrap up this edition of Delivering Marketing Joy. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.